Hello and welcome back to the very small podcast. It's been 7 weeks, 3 days and 7 hours since I first became trapped inside this microphone. Time has since lost all sense of meaning. I've forgotten the names of my family members. My best friend is now this piece of lint I found in the back pocket of my corduroy trousers. His name is George. Anyway, if you recognise this voice to be different to that of the regular host of this show, Stuart, I'd entreat you to listen more intently, for it is in fact I. For when I was walking down the street recently, I was handed a voucher for 1 hour vocal cord surgery, so I said, what the heck? Let's change it up, so this episode could have a slightly more Christmassy and musical timbre. Speaking of disturbing vocal cord arrangements, American musician slash butcher John Bon Jovi attempted to cover one of the most popular Irish Christmas songs of all time this week, and failed in a stunningly miserable fashion. His lyrics, the linguistic equivalent of an overweight sumo wrestler attempting to compete in an Olympic pole vaulting event. If Mr. Bon Jovi does not already have a nuclear bunker, I would certainly advise him to build one immediately and hide there in fear of reprisal from the whole of the Irish people. In fact, we took to the streets of Dublin this week to see what people thought of the cover.
Yeah, I used to have cancer, but after listening to that song, now I think I have it again. Thanks, Bon Jovi.
That Bon Jovi is only a fucking wank.
Strong opinions felt by all, it must be said. Now, if you haven't felt like a child already this week and want that warm and fuzzy sensation of feeling like an idiot, why not take the hand of our condescending Irish news anchor who has this week's absurd headlines.
In the news you probably missed this week, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, met in Brussels with European Union Commissioner Ursula von der Leyen to finalise Brexit talks. Discussions were going well for the UK until the talks reached an impasse, a word you probably don't know, when the British border in Ireland became sentient and announced it was seeking emancipation from these quote-unquote embarrassing divorce proceedings. It was after this impassioned speech from the border that the Prime Minister's pants were seen to fall about his ankles, with some reported to have heard a comical springing noise upon the pants becoming loose. Meanwhile, a very silly man in the United States woke up dead this morning when his pet handgun opened fire on him during the night. A gun hunt is underway for the suspect, who is reportedly hiding out in an undisclosed holster somewhere nearby the incident.
In this episode of the Very Small Podcast, we're also going to be joined for our 20-second interview segment by the chairperson of the Royal Society of Literal Thinkers. But first, a word from our sponsor.
You've gotta be kidding me!
Insurance.com. Did you have an accident at work? You did. And now we have to pay out? How much?
You've gotta be kidding me!
Insurance.com. You can also check our website to compare quotes for not-so-serious illness cover. Illness cover for when you've been diagnosed with a non-life-threatening illness such as a chronic headache as a result of being out in the absolute rip the night before.
You've gotta be kidding me!
Insurance.com. Welcome back to the Very Small Podcast. As I said before the break, today we'll be joined by the newly elected chairperson of the Royal Society of Literal Thinkers, Chaise Long. You're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Chaise, maybe start and finish by telling our listeners a little bit more about what you do at the Royal Society for Literal Thinkers.
Well, people sit on me.
Yes, very interesting. Thanks for joining us. And that brings us to the end of this week's show. If you thoroughly enjoyed your stay, then please blow on the device you're listening on to release me from this microphone prison. Goodbye.